The nonprofit organization Apple Seeds offers garden education programs to Northwest Arkansas students. Through some of the group's programs, children take field trips to the Apple Seeds Teaching Farm, which is located just north of Ozark Natural Foods in Fayetteville. In the near future, the farm will be expanded to a larger plot of land at Gully Park. Tuesday morning, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda visited the current teaching farm during an elementary school's field trip, and she has this report.
What vegetables are you guys trying this morning?
It's so hot.
Was that a radish?
No, it was a pepper.
A pepper?
On this sunny fall morning, second graders from Vandergriff Elementary School are sampling a variety of vegetables along with some homemade dip.
Bites your tongue?
It burns.
Oh, it burns. It's a little spicy?
The students are sharing their opinions of their healthy snack with Kira Ramsey, co-director of Apple Seeds. Today, there are about 50 students participating in Farm Lab, a two-hour field trip that reconnects children with where their food comes from. Ramsey says the program is designed to teach second and fourth graders things they'd learn in the classroom in a garden setting.
They're learning Common Core math and next generation science, and they're learning literacy in the gardens, and they're also going through the gardens and harvesting vegetables, many of them never having done that before, and are delighted to know where a carrot or a radish comes from, and then they're actually preparing a very simple dip that goes along with the vegetable, and they're trying it out. And when they get back to the school, they actually have the recipe so that they can try that little dip and vegetable back at home.
Farm Lab launched in the fall of 2014 and is supported by a grant from Tyson Foods. During the past 2 years, more than 1,400 Northwest Arkansas students have participated in the program. Ramsey expects to see about 700 kids at the farm this fall. Apple Seeds also offers a cooking class called Farm to Table.
And that's for a range of ages, and less the curriculum and more about going into the gardens and harvesting ingredients for a meal that they will prepare themselves with a set of ingredients and a recipe, and then they prepare the meal and eat the meal together on the farm.
Giving students the opportunity to visit a farm can be beneficial in many ways.
And it's really probably my favorite job, is being able to just listen in to the conversations that take place. Amongst them, I think there's just this kind of awakening of where their food comes from, and also an awakening of what they actually like that they thought they didn't like. And I think they come in and they're so open to trying new things at that age, in the elementary ages, and it's just really exciting to see that perhaps some of the opinions that they had before about certain foods, they're so willing to try it when they're here. It's really fun.
All right, anybody want to share an example of their sentence, Cannon?
My snack was spicy, but the carrots were good.
My snack was, my snack was spicy, but the carrots were good. George?
My snack was very yummy.
My snack was very yummy. I'm glad you liked it. Good job. Heidi?
In the near future, the teaching farm will expand. Through a partnership with the City of Fayetteville, the nonprofit has a 20-year lease on 2 acres of land at Gully Park to establish the Apple Seeds Teaching Farm. Apple Seeds co-director Mary Thompson says the expansion includes plans to create a teaching kitchen.
Apple Seeds owns a piece of property with our office and a barn, so we are retrofitting the barn and turning it into a kitchen. So we'll have a teaching kitchen where the kids have hands-on exploration and be able to cook meals all on their own inside of the teaching kitchen.
Thompson anticipates having their first round of students visit the expanded farm in the spring of 2017. So far, staff has moved into the office, construction on the teaching kitchen has begun, and master plans have been made for the land.
So right here we have 5,000 square feet that has generously been given to us to use, and then other space is being loaned to us, but we'll have a full 2 acres to expand and have fruit tree orchard, a high tunnel, berry bushes, you know, a lot more things that will help us reach more students in the area.
The public can tour the new farm Saturday during Apple Seeds' third annual Evening at the Farm dinner. The fundraiser will be hosted at the current teaching farm, and guests will be bused to Gully Park to view the new grounds. When they return, they can enjoy cocktails and a 5-course dinner prepared by 2 local chefs, Jeremy Gothrop of Greenhouse Grill and Case DeGuero of Crystal Bridges 11. More information is available at appleseedsnwa.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Can I have some more carrots?
Carrots are a hit, huh?
Yes.
Lily, did you pull a carrot out of the soil?
Nathan! I pulled a...
Nathan!